Okay. We know that the current recommendations for follow-up are inconsistent. There are the follow-ups from ASCO, there's the NICE follow-ups, and then there's also the Canadian follow-ups, and each one of those has different recommendations about follow-up and the timing of follow-up and so on, and when patients should be discharged. There's no evidence to recommend acceptable frequency or duration of follow-up, and the necessity for clinical examination and safety of alternative follow-up is not proven. And we know that traditional follow-up is inefficient, it doesn't safeguard against recurrent disease, and this is particularly in the breast cancer setting, and is not ideal a setting for providing psychological support. And this data is actually from a review which was published last year in the Montgomery, which summarises this background very nicely. But nowhere does it mention about late effects surveillance. There has been, till now, no agenda in terms of late effects that, as part of follow-up.